Uncle Dale got hurt really bad in a car accident. The other driver was drunk. How could he say he's a Christian?
Well, Christians sin too, and that sin hurts what people think of God. Does your sin hurt you or other people or both? I'm Zach with Keys for Kids. Some sins, like getting drunk, can really hurt people and ruin a whole family. You may not be in danger of doing that, but even so-called little sins like lying or calling names can hurt others very badly too. The things that you do affect other people. Just listen to Romans chapter 14, verse 7. It says, "None of us lives for ourselves alone." So today, if you make good choices, you'll help the people around you, but if you do the opposite, you'll hurt the people around you. Our story today is called, Who Does It Hurt? Part 1. Hattie lay on her bed in the dark thinking about Uncle Dale. He was in the hospital, badly hurt. He might even die. "Cleo," she whispered, "are you asleep?" "No," came the answer from the other bed. "I wish Mom and Dad would get home from the hospital." "Dad said the driver of the other car was drunk." Hattie's voice broke. She sobbed softly. "It's not fair. Uncle Dale might die, and that other man is walking around perfectly okay." When their parents finally arrived home, the girls were still awake. Dad came and knelt between their beds. "First," he said, "I want you to know that Uncle Dale is doing a little better, and I met the driver of the other car tonight. He's very sorry and upset." "Well, he should be," said Cleo. "That man should be put in jail forever." "He may have to go to jail," said Dad. "He told me he was a Christian, but..."
"I don't believe that," Hattie interrupted.
"He said his friends talked him into drinking tonight," Dad continued. "He could have chosen not to drink and drive, but he didn't. Now he's very sorry, but he can't take back what happened. He knows he deserves to be punished."
"No Christian would do what he did," said Hattie.
"Christians sin, Hattie," Dad reminded her. "We all do things that are wrong, and people are affected by our actions, whether we like to think so or not."
"I guess that's true," said Cleo.
"Remember when my friend Sophie didn't want to come to Bible club with me at first? She said it was because Christians weren't any different from other people. She knew some Christian kids who lied and cheated on tests and did stuff like that just as much as other kids did." Dad nodded. "Our sins don't just affect us, they affect others too. Sometimes they hurt someone else directly, like what happened to Uncle Dale when that man decided to drink and drive tonight. Other times they hurt people's perception of what it means to be a Christian. The good news is that Jesus promises to forgive our wrongs and help us do what's right. The next time you're tempted to do something you shouldn't, think of who else it might hurt besides you, and then trust God to help you make the right decision. So how about you? Do you think your sin isn't hurting anyone? Every time you do something wrong, it does affect others. Things like drugs, drunkenness, and stealing can ruin whole families. But things like lying, cheating, and laughing at others can cause deep hurts too. Whenever you're tempted to do something wrong, trust God to help you do the right thing so your actions won't hurt others or yourself. Our key verse is found in the letter to the Romans, chapter 14, verse 7.
None of us lives for ourselves alone.
And our key thought for today, your sin affects others. How would you like to win a pirate's treasure chest this summer? Then join the brand new Word with Zach treasure hunt. Each week we'll give you a new clue to find treasures from God's Word hidden in the Keys for Kids devotions. Join the treasure hunt and find the clues with your mom or dad at keysforkids.net and tap treasure hunt in the menu. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.